Blog Talk Radio.
You're tuned to
Disorderly Conduct
with your host,
Vince in the Bay.
Hi there, honey. I'm number one-y.
Hi there, fella. I'd like to see you after the show.
Tomorrow night's show, I will put some YouTube video up of
my brief little experience in the 420 madness that was happening over there. I saw there was I got some video of this chick that was dressed up as a bud. Like, literally, she was dressed up as a fucking bud. She had little orange hairs and shit. It's badass. I got it on video. You'll see it. Sit tight, kids. Sit tight. Oh, we already got people in the chat room and muting themselves. All right, let's take care of this. All right, hang on. It's not letting me unmute you, dude. Well, you got to stop doing whatever you're doing, people, because if you mute yourself, it's not... Oh, there you go. Bingo. Got him. Anybody else need to be unmuted? Okay, we're good. We're good. We're good. All right, folks are still filing in. I get it. You kids are late. You know, you're late, and there's no excuse. I, on the other hand, was on time, and I was even able to go over and... flirt with Don Nicolione a little bit earlier. I hung out with the cannabis monk and his 420 grindhouse crew earlier. And I did the rounds today. Damn, I was on three shows today. So if you want to go in the archives and after my show's over, don't do it now. I know this show is boring already, but hang on, give me a minute. But if you want to check me out on see what it sounds like when I troll other shows, check out the Ghost Show today from today. I'm on there. I'm all over that show. The Cannabis Monk Show. I did a little cameo on his show. And what else did I do? Oh, I just was on Don Nicolione. So it is what it is. I'm Vincent DeBay. I am a BTR slut. And, I appreciate you guys, each and every one of you, for joining me here. You are all beautiful and magical in your own individual ways. I'm going to take a smoke break in a second. Before I do, I'm going to take a call here. Let's take a call from, I can't read this. It says Nizzerfield or something. What's up? Hello, you're on the
Hello?
Air.
Hello?
Yeah, that's you. Hi.
Hello?
Hi.
Me?
You're Patriot Gregging. Say that again. I didn't hear you.
Are you talking to me?
Yeah, I'm talking to you.
Yeah,
Patriot
hello.
Greg.
I'm sorry, what'd you say?
What the fuck?
347-826-7667 is the number. I have a caller here from area code 419. You're on the air. Happy 420.
Oh, thank you. Is it me? I'm guessing, yeah.
Yeah, it is you. There's nobody else. It's just you and me, bro. What's up?
Oh, that's awesome. I was wondering, have you ever heard of E-Bombs World?
You know, I up until 2 days ago, I the answer was no. The answer now is yes, I have. I checked it out. There's some pretty funny videos over there. I like that website. It's cool. Why do you bring it up?
Well, some of the underground people there, the threads that they have, they make topics, you know, talk about the discussion board. They've
cool.
been targeting you and the chick. What's her name? She just ended when you started. I don't know her name.
Debbie Daly, yeah.
Yeah, Deb. Yeah, they hate you. Like, I mean, they were considering finding where you live and putting child porn in your mailbox and calling the cops and shit like that. I don't know. Did you say something about them or?
No, I asked. I had a caller on my show. I don't know, last night or the night before, that mentioned the website, and I asked him about it. I hadn't heard of it before. So that's about it.
Oh, well,
I was actually going to give big shouts out to that website because it gave so much traffic to my show. I love it. I love everybody that's come over from there. I think they're brilliant. I have no complaints.
They're pissed. I'm not really, I don't, I mean, like, I don't, I've listened to you a few nights. I'm not sure why they wouldn't hate you or anything, but they, yeah, they don't like you. Or her. Her, especially. They got her address and everything. They're...
Right on.
I was just kind of throwing it out there.
All right, yeah, thanks for throwing it out there. Appreciate the call. I now am joined by Ken Moore. Ken, hey, what's going on, bro?
Not much, bud. I was reading something, and I want to put an end to all this. There's a post on a board, which will remain nameless, that says that you hate trolls, which I know for a fact I don't, because you're a troll.
All right, Ken, you're Patriot Gregging again. Please, for the love of God, whatever it is that causes the Patriot Gregging, like, speaking of porn, could you close out some of those porn windows? Maybe you could actually not Patriot Greg for one if you did that. But continue, please.
That website just says that you hate trolls, and I don't know why they would say such a thing.
Well, some of my best regular callers are trolls, so... I don't know, that's kind of like the cop-out answer, though, when people say, aren't you racist? Well, no, some of my best friends are black. So maybe I am. Maybe I do hate trolls. I don't know. I find them entertaining, and I've befriended quite a few of them, and I think I have quite a few admirers within the troll community. And, of course, there's haters. There's haters that aren't trolls. I'm not worried about the hate. I think it's fun. I think it's great. Bring it on. Let's take another call. Area code 443. You're on the air.
Hey, Vince in the closet. How's it going, man?
I'm fucking going great, bro. I'm celebrating 420 here today. It's been amazing. It's been wonderful. It's been vainglorious. How about you? Sorry?
Are you sucking your own cock?
No, it's not that big.
Why not?
I just wasn't endowed. I'm not willing to go to the penis pump route.
Duct tape. Stretch that shit, nigga.
Yeah. Duct tape? Really? It works?
Yeah, faggot, it really does.
That's interesting.
What a silly Negro.
It's Vince in the Bay. Give me a call, 347-826-7667. I love you all. I thank you for joining me. And I am going to take a little break here. It's 420, and I haven't smoked in the last 5 minutes. So I'm going to take a quick little smoke break. Let the switchboard queue up here. We don't really have anybody calling in. So if you want to join me, the lines are wide open. 347-826-7667. It's Vince in the Bay.
Do both of them. We just pick one. At the end, we'll vote American Idol style. I'll give you a phone number to call. Two solutions. We can fix the economy right away if we just do one of these two solutions. One. According to politician Tom Amiano, if California legalized weed, we would make $1 billion in tax revenue the first year alone. $1 billion in tax revenue. That's just the first year. That's just in California. That's not all. What if all the states legalized weed? We'd be pimping tomorrow. You know what I'm saying? That's $1 billion. That's just on the tax revenue from weed. That doesn't even include weed-related products like ding-dongs, ho-hos, Twinkies, everything Hostess, new flavors of Gatorade, new colors of vitamin water, bottled water, microwave burritos, churros, and carnivals and fairs, anything shiny. You know what I mean? DVDs at the grocery store that cost $1 that you shouldn't buy, but you do because you're high. I didn't know Steven Seagal made a musical. What the fuck is this, man? We have to get 5 of these. We have to get 5 because the holidays are coming up and these are going to be valuable. Just buy all of them. Just buy all of them. Put the food and milk back. Yeah, the DVDs, Steven Seagal. Plus, even if weed was legal, you know people would still be, you know, growing it in their basement. That wouldn't change people. People probably is like, what? Hell no. I don't want any of that Walgreens brand weed. What are you talking about? I don't want any of that booty-ass Rite Aid weed. What the fuck are you talking about? What? Kirkland weed? Nah, man, I'm not getting any of that shit. So that's number one. But if you, for example, don't like drugs, you think drugs, legalized drugs is wrong and dangerous, here's the second solution. We re-legalize slavery. Oh, you like the first way better now? Is that what the...
Hold up.
Is 347-826-7667. And now back to the show.
Coming at you.
Smoke weed every day.
I don't get down like that.
But I do, and I'm Vincent the Bay. I'm back with you. Thank you so much for joining me. Ken Moore is here with me, and I do smoke weed every day. And today is no exception. It's 420. And today I just... During that little break, I just puffed on some, it's called Canatonic, and the other one is Champagne. God damn. Ken Moore, are you celebrating 420?
No, I can't. Actually, no.
It's all good. No worries. All right, let's take some calls. Area code 818. You're on the air. Happy 420.
Happy 420, sir.
What's on your mind tonight?
I have some information you might be very interested in.
Okay, go for it.
These people that have been coming in, you might think, 4chan and E-bombs world and there's a big, big chunk. They're coming from the site called lemonparty.org. Lemonparty.org.
Okay. That's great. Thanks for the heads up. Appreciate it. 347-826-7667 is the number. I got a blocked number here, 111. You're on the air. Happy 420.
Hey, happy 420, man.
What's up?
I just wanted to tell you personally that I did something that you tried to do, and it's have sex with Moxie.
I did not try to have sex with Moxie.
Well, I think you tried a couple
no,
of
I
things
didn't.
To lick her
I,
up.
No, I didn't. I didn't actually.
Well, I just had her come over and visit me.
That's cool. Did you try?
Oh, I accomplished it.
Oh, right on. Yeah, she's hot. I met her. I partied with her. She's a really good time. You're a lucky guy. Congratulations.
Yeah, I just wanted to call and tell you personally.
Sweet, dude. I appreciate it, bro. Right on. Appreciate the call. 347-826-7667 is the number. Area code 608, you're on the air. What's up?
What's up, man? Happy 420.
Happy 420, bro. Yeah, what's up, bro? What's on your mind?
I was just going to say, do a fucking barrel roll.
Sure. Barrel roll it is. Let's get that queued up here. Sorry, no engineer. No engineer. I'm doing it all here. It's a one-man thing. I do have Ken with me. Ken, what's up with you, man? What are you thinking about right now? What's going through your head?
I'm just hoping she got that chlamydia cleared up before, you know, he did it with her.
I don't know. See, that's the one great thing about getting turned down by chicks is you don't catch STDs. 111, you're on the air.
Hello?
Hey, what's up, dude?
Well, I'm pretty down tonight, even though I've been smoking all day. Well, that might kind sound weird. All right, I'm calling from Quebec, though, so
cool.
I might be hard to understand sometime. But
no, I can hear you. You sound fine, dude. Keep going.
Right. Well, my dad, I used to smoke a lot with him, and he's been a really, really nice dad, and everything. And well, 1 year ago, he died. He died. This day on the 24th. And every time I smoke now, I'm just like crashing. I'm just going down. It's thinking about my dad every time. And like, are you some kind of, are you religious or something, or do you actually believe of like any afterlife or something?
Sure, sure. Yeah, I believe there's something after life.
Oh,
sure,
that's kind of fucked up because, he had a cancer, and I went to the hospital every day I could, and there was that day he was really, really sick, and I went outside because I just wasn't able to take much, to see him like that. How bad he was feeling and everything. So when I was outside,
barrel roll. Anyway,
that was for the guy. Some guy wanted a barrel roll earlier. So there you go. That's that. And I'm Vincent the Bay. 347-826-7667 is the number. We're celebrating 420 tonight. I hope you're smoking on something, some of that goody good. And if you want to call in and share your thoughts as you're dazed and confused this evening, as am I. But, yeah, I appreciate the love. Let's go back to the phone lines here, and I have a 937 area code. You're on the air.
Yo, play some Flock. I'm tired of listening to your Snoop Dogg bullshit, faggot.
Okay, sure. What do you want to hear? Flocka? I'm not going to play Flocka. I don't like Flocka. Although I like that parody, the Obama Flocka, that shit was funny. I don't know if you know what I'm talking about, but the real Flocka dude, it doesn't impress me. But somebody did a parody video, but it was Obama. That Obama Flocka, that shit was funny. All right, so I guess I have to give props to the real Flocka Jocko, whatever the hell his name is. Because if it wasn't for him, they wouldn't do the parody of Obama Flocka. So if somebody could send me a link to that Obama Flocka YouTube video, I'll try to play that either tonight or tomorrow. All right, let's go back to the phones and area code 608. You're on the air.
Hey, man, what's up?
Nothing, bro. Just kicking it. It's 420.
Word. Well, technically, where I'm at, it's not 420 anymore, but,
yeah.
You know.
Oh, I'm in the Bay, and it's still 420 here.
Right on. You know, I can't celebrate 420 because of probation and drug classes and shit.
It's all good. It's all good. It's a state of mind, bro. State of mind.
Yeah, I feel you. I mean, I'm just curious to, like, what kind of shit do you smoke, you know?
Well, tonight I'm smoking on some, I picked up this from the Vapor Room, which is down in Lower Haight. This, I picked up some stuff. It's called Canatonic. Canatonic?
Canatonic?
The other, yeah.
I mean,
it does,
I think I've heard of it before.
Yeah, it's pretty good. It's sativa. I'm team sativas. I like smoking the sativas because I'm, as you can tell, I'm a really boring, mellow person.
Have you ever heard of
Canatonic? 347-826-7667 is the number. It's Vince in the Bay. Shouts to the Vapor Room. And let's go to area code, a blocked number here, 111. You're on the air.
Nigger, 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 white power, baby.
Okie dokie. Oh, please, come on. Let's come up with some new memes tonight, folks. New memes. Do I have to do like a new meme show? A show that's just all new memes? That'd be great. New memes for the next 30. Kind of like when you're at the roller rink when you're a kid. And they would have, they would be like, for the next 5 minutes, couples only. Couples only for the next 5 minutes. So for the next 25 minutes, new memes only. New memes only for the next 25 minutes. Let's go to area code 608. What's your new meme? 608, what's your new meme? Hello?
My new meme is you're a fucking faggot nigger and I'll fucking rape your ass.
What a silly negro.
It's Vince in the Bay. Join me, won't you? 347-826-7667 is the number. I got here somebody out here for the area code 535. People complain that the biggest criticism I get is, well, other than the fact that I'm gay, I'm flaming homosexual apparently, it doesn't matter. I'm not going to talk. Let's just take calls. I got a lot of people waiting patiently. I'm going to get to them really quick. Area code 253, you're on the air.
Hey, what's up? Smoked marijuana over 9,000 times. I just wanted to say happy 420 to all my anonymous friends out there.
That's what's up, man. Cool. Thanks for sharing. Appreciate it, bro.
Yeah. See you.
Late. That's what's up. Cool, man. Short to the point. I'm down with that. Let's take another call here. Area code 409. What's up? Okie doke. Area code 608, you're on the air.
Hey, so I've been dating my girlfriend for almost a year now, and she just, you know, I've brought up the idea of doing anal with her, and she just won't do it. I mean, I don't know, like, do you have any advice, or should I just kill her, or what should I do?
I'm sorry, what was the question?
She doesn't want to do anal. I mean, I've asked her, you know, many different times, and I just don't know, like, how to make her do it.
I'm sorry, your voice is really boring me. What was the question again?
I'm fucking your mom for 8 fucking years, you queer. Fuck you. Your voice is boring me. You're a faggot piece of shit. I hope you die.
Okie doke.
What a silly negro.
I got another call here from a blocked number. 111, you're on the air. Hello, blocked number, you're on the air.
Nigger?
Mamber. Yeah, hey, who's that? Oh, all right. Area code, I need glasses, I think. Area code 847, you're on the air with Vince in the Bay. Happy 420.
Hello?
Hey, it's you. Hello. Happy 420.
Hey. I would just like, I just wanted to ask what your thoughts on this whole NIU shooting thing was.
I didn't hear about the shooting. What are you talking about?
These small-time dealers that went to the college got ripped off by some other people. And apparently they went back to the apartment they got ripped off at and shot it up and ended up shooting the linebacker or some shit for the NIU football team. And now there's this whole big fucking thing with weed and NIU and we're getting fucked up.
Yeah, that sounds like a fucked up situation. Yeah, I've heard of a lot of horror stories involving weed. And there a lot of these problems would be alleviated if weed was simply just decriminalized and people didn't have to be so hush hush and on the DL about it. It wouldn't be so easily to blackmail people, you know. Oh, I'm sorry. Sounds like you're getting a call there. Nice ringtone. Let's go to area code 000, blocked number. You're on the air.
Diane.
Is that Debbie Daly?
Wait, Victor, are we on the network?
Oh, my God, I can't believe it.
On the network? Vince, I've heard your confessional on Ghost Show, and I have to say myself, I always knew you were gay, and it's all right by me. I have a kind of heart. I can love all sorts. You know, baby doll?
Yeah, baby. It's so good to hear your voice again.
Oh, Van. Listen, don't you worry about what people say when they call you faggot, all right? It's a faggot.
I don't.
They can call you nigger, right? I mean, it's just words, baby, right, pumpkin?
You got it, sister.
Yeah, oh, Van.
Sticks and stones. Sticks and stones, baby. Sticks and stones.
It is so nice, Van. They're able to hear your voice and all these niggers and faggots from 4chan. I mean,
all right, Debbie, see, all right, Debbie, you're always breaking the rules. Bye, Debbie. 347-826-7667 is the number. It's Vince in the Bay. Let's go to 111. You're on the air.
What's up?
What's up, bro? Happy 420.
You too.
Three 347-826-7667 is the number. 111, you're on the air.
67667 is the number. 347-826-7667.
Happy 420, everybody. It's Vince in the Bay. I really appreciate the love and all the contributions that everybody's making to the program tonight. You can catch me here pretty much every night around this time. And yeah, Pinko the Bear. Right on. Hey, Pinko, Pinko's already gone, but I got a message from him. He says, people are too stoned to call in. That's great. They are. Or I think they're not stoned enough to call in, quite frankly. Don't send me YouTube videos. I won't watch them. There's another 4chan. I don't want to hear about the raid bullshit. Don't tell me about that shit. I don't want to know about it. Oh, there's going to be a raid coming? Tell me when the rage hits, all right? Thanks, Thundercock. You're definitely not Thunderbrain, are you? Oh, man. Vincent the Crack, Vincent the Whorehouse. I like this. Friday 80, you're good. You're so far so good. I want new memes. New memes, you idiots. Oh, Michelle, or is this Michelle or Michael Williams? Michael Williams, I guess. I'm having a little side chat here with Michael Williams. He's a connoisseur, I guess. A pineapple and Blue Dream Kush. Yeah, pineapple. Anything pineapple is usually good. I do a lot of the pineapple strains. I mean, all the pineapple strains that I've seen and had have been amazing. But I had a little side chat. Michael asked me what my favorite strain was, and I said Super Silver Haze. Super, hands down, best strain I've ever had, Super Silver Haze. What else do we have here? Shouts out to Libya, Muammar Gaddafi in the chat room. What else do we have here? Mm-hmm. Got to get down on Wednesday. It's Wednesday. Vince in the Bay. We're celebrating 420. If you want to join me, I'm taking. Oh, what am I taking? New memes? Yeah, give me some new memes. You guys are yawning at me. I'm yawning at these memes. I've heard them all. Come on. Like we could have ended this raid like two nights ago. I need new memes. 409, you're on the air. This is Japanese. This is Japanese. Ken Moore, do you know, is this Japanese or Chinese?
I think it's Korean.
Korean?
Yeah.
That's cool. Yeah, Koreans are pretty advanced. If anybody would be ahead of the game in the meme department, it'd be the Koreans. Shouts to the Koreans.
I think they're from the north, though, with the
Oh, you
accent.
Think those are the Democratic Republic of Korea, People's Republic of Korea, whatever, the DKRP, whatever it is. Well, anyways, shouts to that troll.
Winning.
Let's go to 551. You're on the air. I'm not catching this one. It has to be recognizable in, like, the first... Oh, 3 seconds. Hello. Area code 111. You're on the air. Happy 420.
Hey, man. Happy 420 to you.
Right on. Thanks, bro. What's on your mind tonight?
Well, I'm super stoned right now, and I was just contemplating the complexity of graviton. You know, I mean, it's a theoretical particle, and, you know, it's...
Look what I'm dealing with, man. I'm dealing with fools and trolls. Bring me a challenge, somebody. Bring me a freaking challenge because, you know, it just ain't there. Winning.
Let's go to area code. Ken Moore. Ken, why do you... Never mind. Ken, Patriot Greg. 347-826-7667. Phone lines open. We've got a caller here from area code 562. You're on the air.
Hey, what's up? Can you hear me?
I can hear you. Happy 420.
All right, you too, bro. Hey, I have a quick question.
Sure.
Has anyone really been far, even as decided to use even go want to do look more like?
In some cases, regards songs, Oklahoma, Kill 'Em, Departed, Gogo Bordello is my favorite rock and roll band.
What if you took that question and divided it by zero?
You would get Mac Dre, bitch. That's it. If you guys are wondering who that dude is in the pictures, all you guys are fucking fake-ass Negroes. If you don't know who that is in the goddamn picture, there's like, what, four pictures of the chick taking a bong rip. Oh, shouts to Dick Burns Presents. Dick Burns Presents did a fine job collecting all sorts of goodies, cannabis-related goodies on his blog. And I some of those pictures you're seeing there in the little slideshow on the website of the show page, some of those I got from Dick Burns, a couple of those from Dick Burns, a couple of those I found on my own. But if anybody can tell me who that dude is, the black dude with the AIDS cap on, you guys don't know who he is, then you're fucking losing. Speaking of losing, 509, what do you want?
Hey, what's up, baby?
Hey, Sister Sugar Tits, what's on your mind tonight, sister? Happy 420.
Hey. You speak any English?
I do speak English.
The world the hell did you just say?
I didn't say anything. I'm listening to you.
Don't be talking about me, man.
I'm not
No.
I'm not talking about you, dude. That's it? That's it. Yeah, like four clips you played there. That was something different, though. It was a shot at a different meme. I have to give you props for trying, at least. Oh, brother. You know, you kids, I tell you. Lots of other things that can be memes, you know. Good times. You guys are a lot of fun. I'm going to do a roll call in a minute, so you guys hang tight. I'm going to come back and do a roll call with all of y'all. And take more calls at 347-826-7667. I'm going to take a little break and help my dude over here try to start up his pickup truck. He's having some sort of issue over here. I'll be right back, kids. Stick tight.
Welcome back. At least three pieces of space junk flying around the International Space Station, putting NASA on full alert. Here's an animation.
Mr. Space. went to the back.
Inspector, we've discovered the center of the drug traffic. It's one of Valmore's nightclubs. We have it surrounded.
Yahoo.
For that noise. I'm back. Thank you for hanging tight. Geez, we're not even through hour number one yet. So the cavalcade of mediocrity, as I call it, rolls on here. And if you want to get in on the fun, the number is, of course, 1-347-826-7667. I'm Vince in the Bay. And I appreciate all the love in the chat room. I think we're due for a roll call, are we not? It's overdue for me to acknowledge these people. So let me cue this up here. I can't spell. Here we go. Hey, 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 it's Vince of the Bay, here to acknowledge all the chit-chatters in the chit-chat realm. I'm talking about Ad Evername for Steve, Anon Bib, or Anon BB, whatever, Beach Bum 55, Duty Balls.
Duty Balls.
Dude, that might be, okay, again, Duty Balls, you are up so far Duty Balls is chat room name of the night, but I'm just getting started. It's just shouts to Duty Ball. Like that name. El Curry Man Fan, Friday 80, Got Lobster, a fucking shit ton of guest listeners. God damn, you people. Learn how to sign up for BTR already, you shit fucking kickers. What the hell's going on? Jake Quinn, John Brand, John Locke 1, Ken Moore, Kristen Chrissy, Michael Williams, Mr. Caffel Fat Boobadabadubadubadabadubadubadaba. Shouts to you. Muammar Gaddafi. Big ups to Muammar Gaddafi, the colonel with us. But will he be with us much longer? Well, if Obama is still in charge, perhaps he will be. Because, I don't know. If I were in charge, I'd bomb the shit out of you, Muammar Gaddafi. You're lucky bastard that I'm not in charge, commander-in-chief of this military, because I would have nuked your ass by now. Moving on. Pepe Peterson. That's almost a tongue twister right there. Pepe Peterson. Philo Platt. My bad. Oh boy. Wrapping it up with Pink Passion Kiss, Rainbow Dash, Sippy Cup, Thundercock, T Mac Fan 52. And why is World So Cat? and I'm Vincent the Bay, and I'm accepting, if you guys want to do a little Q&A with me, or if you have anonymous messages, I like to do anonymous messages too. And shouts to the Flawless crew. I don't think they're here, but they used to usually bombard me with anonymous messages. But whatever. Big ups to all of you for tuning into the program and chatting it up. I like it. Thank you. Moving right along. And now it looks like I'm going to go, I'm looking at the switchboard here, and it looks like I have a caller here from the Skype caller. I can't read this name. You fucking assholes. You guys and your names that are completely nonsensical, and I love the non sequitur people. Those are, like, of all the troll calls I get, I think the ones that impress me the most are the people that talk in non sequiturs. That's where it's at. That's where the money's at. That's where I got to get on that level. So, yeah, maybe the next meme for the next hour will just be non sequiturs. All right, let's go. We got area code 323. You are on the air.
How's it going?
What's up? I think I know who this is. Frankie D, is that you?
No. This is Wesley Snipes.
Oh, Wesley Snipes.
California State Penitentiary.
Oh, nice. Wesley, it was tax day yesterday, right, Wesley? So we thought of you on tax, or 2 days ago, tax, whenever it was, tax day. And now it's 4:20, so you're a couple of days late, but hey, at least you paid us a visit.
You know, I mean, this is 4:20. I just got home from work because of 4:20, because, you know, I work at a dispensary.
Yeah.
So, you know, it was fucking crazy. Like, over 200 people, and it was a big party. We had a bunch of celebrities coming in there, massage therapists, you know, all kinds of crazy shit going on there, psychics. And it was fun, but it was exhausting because, you know.
Yeah,
one
I know.
Thing I'm proud of. Go ahead.
Dude, I spent part of my 4:20 at a dispensary. The dispensary I go to here is called the Vapor Room. It's a popular spot in Lower Haight, and I go in there almost on the daily, and usually I have no problem. I'm in and out in like less than 5 minutes normally.
Really?
And today on 4:20, there was a line. There's never been a line ever. I would seriously was queued up in line at the Vapor Room for a good like half an hour. It was unreal. It was so packed in there.
We always have a line. I mean, it's not usually like a half an hour, but we usually always have a line every day.
Yeah. Does the dispensary you work at, does it have like a room where people can chill out and smoke?
Hell no, that's illegal. We're too big, and we're right in Beverly Hills. You know, we can't fuck around with that. And there's been too many dispensaries getting closed around. Thank God that our owners are Jewish, because they're less likely to be shut down.
Yeah.
On that note, I'm so fucking proud that they're as paranoid about cops as me. And, you know, I'm like the only black guy there, and I'm always fucking paranoid when I see cops on the camera. I'm like, oh, shit, they in the back. Don't go out to the back parking lot, y'all. So.
That's what's up.
Fucking awesome.
Dude. Hey, have you been keeping up with the Lakers and the NBA? Have they played another game yet since they lost the first game?
NBA, that's hockey, right?
Yeah. Did anybody hit a home run today for the New York Knicks?
The Minnesota Hawking Knicks. I think there was a dodgeball like thrown in a foul. So. You know, and Kobe, he was like he grew wings and he was flying and shit. So I think that we won. Did we win the war?
Oh, the war is just the war is just beginning, my friend. The war is just beginning.
I don't know shit about fucking basketball, dude.
Yeah, that's what's up. So hey, man, do you wanna kick it with me for a little bit here?
Yeah, man. Who's here? Everybody's gone and nobody's here.
Oh, it's gonna get it's gonna get interesting here. There's a lot of folks here. I just did a roll call. There's a sizable amount of folks hanging out in the chat room. Oh, people are getting muted. Let me take care of this. Friday 80. Need to cancel your mute. And who else needs to be a canceled mute? Everybody else is good. All right. Yeah, I got a good number of people who are hanging out and chilling with me, and I really appreciate all the love here. And I'm hanging out with Frankie D, Frankie Deluxe. He works at a cannabis dispensary in Los Angeles and Hollywood, and we're sharing our 420 memories here on Blog Talk Radio. It's Disorderly Conduct. The lines are wide open. If you guys want to join us and chime in, you're welcome to do so. I have this one dude on here with his hand up. It's a Skype caller, Nerzeroid. Nerzeroid, what's on your mind? Hello.
Yeah, hello.
Hey, what's up? You're on with Vincent the Bay and Frankie DeLon.
I just wonder how the fuck the magnets work.
You're Patriot Gregging, bro. You're Patriot Gregging. Get a better internet connection. Stop stealing the Wi-Fi from your neighbors, bro. 347-826-7667. It's Vince in the Bay kicking it freestyle at the top of the dome with my home skillet and crime here for the next we still got an hour and a little over an hour to keep going and taking calls. We're looking for new memes tonight. New memes. I'm tired of the old memes. I appreciate the love. I appreciate the trolling, the people bringing it. I love it. Bring it on, but bring something new. Bring something new to the table, for real. You know, use this as a chance to fine-tune some new material. Think of this as like, what was that? What's that show with that dude? Whose line is it anyway? Isn't that like a improv show? Yeah, I can hear
Drew
you.
Drew Carey, Wayne Brady.
Yeah, Drew Carey. Yeah, that show. The
two
improv
other guys
show.
Who I freaking love. One of the greatest
like,
shows.
That's so hard to
time.
Do. Like, half the time that show is not funny. Like, most of the time I don't laugh at all. But every once
you know
in a while
what,
they'll
sir?
Just strike gold.
F you.
What?
Because that show was always comic gold to me.
Now you're Patriot Gregging, dude. Maybe it's me. Maybe it's my connection.
Okay, I'm a douche.
All right, let's try another one. Let's try another call here. All right, Nizeroid's back again. What's up, dude?
Yeah, can you hear me now?
Yeah, I can hear you. You're kind of garbled, but what's up?
Hey, I'm a fucking Viking.
What does that mean?
I rape and plunder. Horror.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, I'm stoned, but I'm the cyber police.
Mm-hmm. Oh shit!
Yep.
The cyber police are here, kids. Hey, yes. Everybody, fucking hide the weed.
Yeah.
Cyber
police. I'm the internet police.
I can't tell what you're saying. I don't understand Android.
I am the internet police.
Can somebody please translate?
Análisis de forma de vida completado. La especie es destructiva, invasora, nociva, peligrosa para la integridad del todo. El hombre.
Hey, Vince.
Yeah, what's up, bro?
I think it's yours because I'm hearing everything perfectly fine.
Yeah, I think it is. It is me. It's totally me. I'm having some weird connection problem here. All right, you know what I'm going to do?
Everyone turn on Vince.
Yeah, I'm gonna see if I can correct this problem. Do I sound okay right now?
Yeah, you sound great. I mean,
okay.
I think the best thing to do would be to go ahead and punch yourself in the face. Start off with that, and then we can go ahead and upgrade your modem. You know.
Yeah, I think I should start. I think I should take my own advice and stop stealing my neighbor's Wi-Fi. No, I think I don't know. Do I have some fucking old porn windows open or some shit that I don't know about? What's the deal?
And I went ahead and took the plunge and got me some Time Warner. Fucking fastest porn I've ever had in my life. And now it's like when you have this type of stuff at your disposal, when you finally have over a megabyte at your disposal, you're like,
I don't know what to do with it. Whereas when I only had like 30 kilobytes, I was like, I can get this. I wish I had that. I don't know. It's like a rich person, I guess. It's like when you're poor, you can think of all kinds of shit that you can get. And when you're rich, you just sit in the house. You know what I'm saying? You don't even go get a new Porsche or whatever. You just like, shit, I don't even want to go traveling to Sweden like I was planning.
Mm-hmm.
What a silly Negro.
It's true.
What, you are a silly Negro, but you know what? You're my secret silly token Negro friend, and I appreciate you stopping through, as always, Frankie D. And you always do it when I least expect it. So it's cool, man. I appreciate you keeping me on my toes, bro.
I'm awesome like that.
All right, let's take another call here. I got an area code 608. You're on the air.
Hey, what's up, man?
Hey, what's up, bro? What's going on? Happy 420.
Happy 420 to you. What's tell me about yourself.
Well, I am I'm about 6'3".
Yeah.
I have brown hair, brown eyes. I'm Italian and Irish. That makes me 100% Catholic.
Oh, excellent.
What else? I weigh 750 pounds.
Oh, fuck yeah.
I have over, hang on. Let me get the mood going right here for you, bro. Hang on. I got you. Okay. I got you. Okay. Hang on. Don't finish yet. Hang on. Don't finish yet. Hang on. Relax. This is foreplay. We're going to build up to this. Hang on. Don't finish. Oh, God damn it. This is where he hung up. Fucking asshole.
You put the Marvin Gaye on. He finished up.
I know. What's up with that?
You giving her an order. It was you giving her
like
an order.
Dirty ashtray. All right.
No,
hey,
that order that you gave him kind of fucking made him climax. He's like, oh, he's telling me what to do. You know. Morning.
I don't know what that is, dude. I don't know.
Anyway. It's a dead carcass with a shitload of flies on it is what it sounded like.
Yeah, you know what it is. I think some bullshit leaked out of my chat room. I thought I had my chat room on lockdown. I don't know. Let me take a look in the chat room real quick. Hang on. Let's see what's going on in there. Yeah, it's crazy in there. You don't want to know. It's a good thing you're not in the chat room, dude. Let's take another call. 111, you're on the air.
Hello.
Hey.
Hi, I just want to know why the fuck Milhouse isn't a meme yet.
You know, somebody was mentioning Milhouse yesterday somewhere. Where did I hear that?
Milhouse.
Totally. That was a good one. Shouts out to Milhouse. Milhouse Troll. You should open up MilhouseWins.com or some shit like that. I don't know.
I don't know. Winning? Anyone?
All right, let's take another one. 111, you're on the air. What's up?
Hey, Vince.
Yeah.
It's Dick Burns, baby.
Oh, shit. Right on. What's up, bro?
Hey, that last chick was a fail troll. She was a dumb cunt.
Super fail.
Yeah.
Hey, Milhouse, big party. Somebody should jack off on her face, and then the cum should have eight.
I think you're the man to do it, bro. I think you can. I think that's a task you should take on.
I don't have the AIDS cum, but I heard Debbie Daly fucked Magic Johnson in Seattle.
Well, I can't get laid by anybody because I get trolled by all the chicks that pretend to like want to get laid by me. So luckily, I have no STDs.
But I heard on Ghost you were kissing dudes. What's up with that, bro?
Oh, that was. Hey, I'm. I didn't realize that was going to get out there like that. And I was, it's 420, dude. I got really high. I got some really fucking good medicinal marijuana that was given to me on the DL from, like, I get my shit from, I don't want to say his name, but let's just say I smoke the same shit that the Black Crowes smoke when they go on tour. And so that's what I was dealing with. And I got on the Ghost program. I was trying to have a good time with Ghost, and I called in it a couple of times, and things got a little out of hand, and some things came out that I regret, and I don't know. I PM'd him and told him to, well, I asked him if maybe he might want to just delete that from the archive. But he, I don't know, it's still up. No, actually, I think it's not there anymore. Never mind, it's gone.
You took it down?
Yeah, it's gone. You missed it. Sorry.
That was maximum faggotry, baby. All
yeah.
I don't know what you're talking about, dude. I have no idea what you're talking about.
Super soft ass.
So what else is going on, Dick Burns? Oh, dude, I don't know if you heard, but I mentioned your fucking your blog, dude. I stole some of your pics and put them into my little BTR slideshow thing.
That's how we do. I threw love for Hitler's birthday today. I threw love for all the stoners. I don't even smoke, but I fucking what else did I do? I posted some video, some alien video that I knew was fake, and I was like, it's a real alien, you gotta check it out. And people were like messaging me, they're like, bro, that was proved a hoax. I was like, no, it really wasn't. And they were just going nuts on me all day. It was fun.
Winning.
Yeah, dude, I'm winning all day. I really take it to Charlie Sheen for a contest of who is more of a winner.
You would be the winningest of the winners, I would believe.
My shit's off the charts, bro. I'm next level. Everybody knows.
No, you're winning so much, you're losing. You're winning so much, you're losing. That's how fucking winning you are.
Fuck, I don't know how I'm losing. I don't even know. I don't even see how that is possible.
Yeah.
Fuck.
Shouts to Duty Balls. I love that name. Can we figure out where Duty Balls is from? If you're within earshot of my voice. I've decided you win the prize for best name in the chit chat room. I want to find out what town you're in, and I'm gonna send you a prize. So, right now, Duty Balls.
You might be from your town. Duty Balls.
Maybe that's why he likes his name. I like his name because
might be a fucking condition.
Could be. Oh boy, Duty Balls. Tell me where the fuck you're from.
Yeah, he might not, bro. He might be anonymous.
All right. Let's. We got another person who wants to get on the action here. Dick, do you want to hang tight here with us, or what's up?
Yeah, maybe I could feed some of your callers some dick.
All right. Let's see. We got another one blocked caller. 111. You're on the air. What's up?
Oh well. First of all, man, happy 420.
Oh, for sure. Happy 420. What's up, bro?
Well, first, I think the Milhouse bitch was kind of immature, but I'd probably fuck her tits if she's hot, but I don't fuck fat bitches, and I just wanted you to know that dick guy sounds like a real faggot, and I'd beat his ass in real life. Also, that nigger you were talking to was a bitch, and I hate niggers.
Me too.
And he's going to hang up.
Ooh.
On cue. That was nice. Good call.
Yeah.
Oh, I got to say this real quick and then hang up. I don't fuck fat chicks.
He's probably got a fat wife sleeping in a bed right now.
Oh,
anywho,
man.
Anywho.
I keep answering phone calls, but
what a silly Negro.
Kishu's here, I think. Hey, Kishu, what's up? Is that Kishu? Or there's a 520 area code with a hand up. I thought it was Kishu. That's Arizona, I think. What's up? Hello?
That's me. I was muted.
Oh, well, unmute yourself already.
I did. I'm unmuted now.
Oh, I had such an opportunity to troll you right there. I could have just said, okay, you're on. Hello. They must be unmuted. They must be muted. Oh, still muted. All right. Well, check back later with Kishu. That's going to be my new troll on you, is just pretend like you're always muted, and you've muted yourself.
Oh, no!
Oh, who the fuck did you bring in with you, Dick? Speaking of fucking...
I smuggled a moxie in this bitch.
Oh, jeez. I thought something smelled, and the only thing that was more pungent than the
no,
marijuana.
That's Mr. Armpit, Ben. Mr. Armpit.
You just got trolled.
What's that? Oh, did I get barrel rolled? Did you guys just get me?
Hey, Vince, I wanted to find out what Firefit said about our weekend together.
Never mind. You're off.
Who's Firefit? I don't even know what you're talking about.
He was the guy that called in and was like, I got some poontang from Moxie. You mad, bro?
Oh, yeah. This guy was like all boasting because he had sexual relations with you, Moxie, and he was parading it in front of me and shunning me for not having the testicular fortitude to lay you down myself.
Well, that's pretty much true, isn't it?
I didn't debate him on it, but yeah, that was sort of the gist of it, I guess. So that's what he said.
He's pretty amazing. He's really hot.
I bet. He sounds like a class act. I don't know how you do it, Mox. You really lucked into something there. 347-826-7667 is the number. It's Vince in the Bay kicking it freestyle for the next 45 minutes. I got Frank Deluxe with me. I think I have the entire fucking Bill Wagoner crew with me. And I have you if you want to join me. There's plenty of time to do so. We've got about 45 more minutes here.
I gotta admit something. I'm starting to lose track of the line where sarcasm ends and begins.
Yeah, there hasn't been. Well, here's the thing. Regardless of whether there's sarcasm or not, the bottom line is there any, entertainment value or anything, any redeeming quality to the conversation or the content or lack of content? And, Duty Balls. Okay, Duty Balls is in touch with me. Duty Balls. Wait, where are you from, Duty Balls? Duty Balls. Vince and the Horse. Damn. Vince and the Faggot. That's, come on. Vince and the Pirate Bay. Vince and the Shed. Oh yeah, people. I love it, man. They spend half the show coming up with new Vince in the something, Vince in the Closet, Vince in the Sun. Okay, Duty Balls. What town are you in? I'm sorry. He just says, "What's his prize?" I want to know what town you're in first. Whatever.
I'm about to start using sound effects.
For what? Just everyday life.
No, for this show, because I'm like, when you guys are saying stuff, I'm like, wow, we should turn on some sad music here.
Oh.
Or, you know, let's put a fart sound effect or something. Shit.
Oh, my goodness. Oh, good times. Anyway, it's Vince in the Bay hanging out with Frankie D, and we're taking your calls. I do have some folks that are lined up in the a lot of Skype callers in the queue there. I'm going to get to you Skype callers in a second. But it's fucking 4:20. Well, it's not 4:20 anymore, but it's kind of my 4:20 wrap-up. And speaking of wrap-ups, y'all should fish out some backwoods, a pack of backwoods, and fucking grind up some of that goody good. And roll that up and blow on some of that bull. What am I going to blow on here? I'm going to blow on
Frankie D.
Yeah, I'm gonna blow on Frankie D for a second here. It's Vince and the Gay, or Vince is a Gay, or whatever you people call me. Yeah, so if nobody's going to do a show after mine and you faggots still want to fuck around with me, I'll do one more show after this, a quick 30-minute show. If you want it, if not, fuck yourselves. And I'm going. What was I going to do? Shit, that's the thing. 4:20 just wiped me out. The one brain cell that I've been fostering for the last 10 years is doesn't need quite as much THC as I think it experienced today.
Thank you, very nice.
Oh, let me see something here. I'm getting all these messages. Kishu, you are not muted. Hello, Kishu.
Oh, hi.
Hey, how you doing, girl?
Doing pretty good. How are you?
I'm good. I'm tired. I had a long day. I had a really long day.
I'm a little tired, too. I had a long day, and I got beat up.
You got beat up?
Yeah.
No. Excellent. Oh, hey, I want you to meet, have you met Frank Deluxe yet?
No.
Oh, this is Frank Deluxe. He's my token black friend.
Oh, a nigger.
He is a real nigger, yes.
Nigger, nigger, nigger. Do you like that when people say nigger, or do you not like it?
It's going to rain.
Going to rain?
I said it's going to rain.
It rained
you
today.
You didn't get the reference?
This
no, I didn't. What was that from?
No, I'm kind of dumb, dude.
Yeah, you guys are pretty simpleton-ish there. That's why during the 70s, that's why while blacks were getting lynched and beaten, we just had that sad face. You know, that's the sad face is disdain. It's like, these stupid idiots, you know, they don't get it while they're setting us on fire.
Good times. Hey, it's Vincent Bay kicking it freestyle here with who the fuck are you, dude? Oh, Frank Deluxe and Kishu. And we're I'm ecstatic to see all the activity in the chat room. Long Beach, Duty Balls is from Long Beach. Oh, that's what's up. Hang on, let me see what your prize is. Hang on. Lucky day, lucky night, morning, it's morning where you are too. For the love of God. I'm finding your prize right now. Talk amongst yourselves, folks. Hey, Frank Deluxe, tell people about the size of your cock.
Well, it's been about 4 to 5 inches since I was 17. And, you know, my mother told me there was a condition that was passed on from my great grandfather. So that's basically it. No, I'm just so sick that. Can you turn the music off? Jesus.
I'm trying to set the mood.
I feel like I'm in an elevator.
My bad. Hang on. Let me take care of this. Hang on. Shit. How do I do this? All right, here we go. All right, continue.
All right, you're
talking about your cock. You're talking about your cock.
No. I'm just upset that, you know, the chick said that I bombed on that joke when I was like, that's a Family Guy joke, you ass. Is she still here? Can I curse her out? I need her to be present while I'm cursing her out.
Though. Wait, who
nigga, please.
Who are you talking about? who are you talking about?
That one. The lady who just...
Which one?
Oh, Kishu? Are you talking about Kishu or are you talking about some...
The one who said that when I said it's going to rain, she didn't get the joke.
I don't watch television, dude.
This is why I support Indonesian, you know, laws where we beat women. With outdoor items, rocks, wood, you know. So this is unacceptable.
Nigga, you unacceptable. Hang yourself.
She sounds like the chick I work with.
What a silly Negro.
All these white people nowadays thinking it's perfectly... You know, we've passed the barrier. We can just go ahead.
No, that's not what's going on. That's not what's going on.
No, you know I don't get
it. I'm not white, dude.
Is she Mexican?
All right, let's take a call. I got a 909 area code. You're on the air. What's up? 909, you're on the air. Hurry. What are you going to do? The clock is ticking, bro. 909, you're on the
air,
bro.
Alex Jonam, dude. Alex Jonam. Go off on him.
If you're not ready to talk to me, I'm going to just hang up on you and encourage you to call back and try harder.
Dude, you got an Alex Jones people. What do you think people
I don't know. What does that mean? What does Alex Jones do? He just yells?
You know, you've never heard? He goes off on people. Caller. He didn't even give you 2 seconds. Caller. You didn't answer. Hang up on him. Hang up on him. You know, he's fucking
doesn't he have a screener? Doesn't he screen his calls?
No, he didn't screen any of his calls. So they'll be like, I only am. They'll be like, hang up on that motherfucker. Now, he doesn't curse, basically. That's basically the gist of it.
Oh,
have
shit.
You seen,
okay. Yeah. Okay, Duty Balls wants the prize. Hang on. Oh, here we go. All right, I got it. I got you. I got you, bro. Here you go. Congratulations, Duty Balls, for having the best name in the chat room tonight. Your prize is a cement concrete block, several of them actually. They're I guess 8 inches by 6 inches by 16 inches, which is actually the same dimensions of my cock. The concrete blocks are again 8 by 6 by 16. They're gray in color, and there's about 15 of them. They're free for you for participating tonight and having the best name in the chit chat room. Shouts out to Duty Balls. There's your prize. Congratulations.
They will deliver it to you free on Craigslist.
347-826-7667. We got the 909 back with us. What's up? 909, you're on the air. Hello. Okay. Or not. All right, here's a blocked number. 000, you're on the air. Hello? Blocked number. Area code 0.
What's up, nigger? What's up?
Oh, hey, what's up?
Sorry, I got dropped.
Oh. Yeah, hike up the volume there, please, by all means. Let's go. All right, I'm going to try one more time. 909, you're on the air. Hello?
Oh, hey, yeah, I'm 12, and what is this?
This is a sports betting program. We do sports gambling. We do parlays, and we do over. Right now, we're on the over/under on the Knicks and Celtics for game number 3. What do you think is going to happen? The over/under is, I think, 100 and no, I'm sorry, it's 215 points. What do you think?
Okay, I have one more question.
We're not listening.
I'm not listening.
347-826-7667 is the number. It's Vincent the Bay, Kishu, and what's your name, dude? The Negro. You know what I'm missing right now? I have the Negro, I have the Mexican, and I have the Jew now. So I need, what am I missing here? I need like a Korean. You're a Negro.
I'm not a Negro.
Are you not? I thought you were. What are you then?
I am no nigger, Vince. Hey, 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 Vince.
Hey, hey, hey.
My
watch who you're calling Vince.
I'm a man.
All right. Hey.
30%.
A lot of things have been changing around here on the program since you've been on.
Frankie B, Mr. Negro T.
Yeah, dude.
Call me nigger from now on.
I've got a little fan club going on in the chat room the last couple of days. Yeah. I've had quite a few people on or in the chat, and I've been getting a lot of love.
Have you put on a secret like Hitler stash since I've fucking seen your ass? Jesus.
Oh,
become the Hitler. All you got is fucking racist.
It's cool. You know, it's better that they come here and do their racist garbage here than do it in, like, an African-American
In front of a Negro. In front of a nigger.
Oh, in the chat room, Muammar Gaddafi is saying, I hate racist Vince. They're calling me racist now. So I'm racist now. All right, that's a good one. That's a new one. I mean, a good one and a new one. Thank you. Thank you very much. Good times. Good times. Oh, wow, we got some more calls here. Let's go to 443. You're on the air. What's up?
You're stupid nigger faggot Jew shit nigger.
Stop hanging up. Shit, we need to hear
more
of this.
No, he didn't hang up. He didn't hang up. He didn't hang up. He's still there. Do you have anything
on? I thought
I
heard, like, the phone.
And now he hung up. God, what a... He hung in there for a second. He's like, hey, maybe I might actually talk to this guy. See, the thing is, here's the problem. For a lot of these people, this is the closest they're ever going to get to actually making any sort of social contact with a Negro. And
hey,
so for them, they just don't know what to do. They're just like hitting the panic button. They're convinced. What?
You don't seem to get it. This is like you've been on radio for a long time. You should know that there are people who, like, they come in groups. They might be all in the same place. It'd be like, you know, five or more of them, maybe less. And they'll just call the same show over and over again. It's like improv, you know, improv everywhere.
What?
They'll come in and they'll listen to a show, and then they'll, like, pick up on something, and they'll, like, keep bombing it on that specific thing that they
know.
No. Right.
Oh, you mean
a
meme.
You never heard
of
it?
It's called a meme. It's called a meme. Yeah, I know what you're talking about. Yeah,
no,
I get that all the
like
time.
It's like a group of pranksters, like that type of thing.
Yeah, I don't know. I'm new to this. I don't know what's going on. I don't care.
It's kind of corny. I've seen this type of stuff. I mean, come on. I was a YouTube junkie, so, I mean, I've seen and heard this before. So step your game up, white people.
That's what I'm saying. That's what I'm saying. My whole thing before you got on was like, hey, I want to hear some new memes. Like these callers the last couple of nights have been coming up with the N-word a lot. That seems to be a common motif, if you will. And
they don't know I'm the most racist man in America.
Yeah, I mean, you're a black conservative. I mean, what the fuck? You're the most self-hating person that is in existence, right?
Shit, I was right-hand with Hitler.
Oh, yeah, shouts
throwing
to Hitler.
Up the West Side. I was throwing up the West Side
birthday
with Hitler. Shit. But anyway...
Winning.
Right, let's take another call here. 909, what's up? 909, area code 909. Hello, you're on the air. Unmute yourself, please. Happy 420 or belated 420. I just don't get it. I don't get it. People call in and just press buttons. Is that what it is? Is that the new troll? Is that the next level?
You know what? You know what would be hilarious, and we'd probably get a shitload of views on YouTube if we had like a Hitler instead of it'd be like a take on Charlie Sheen's Winning interview, but Hitler doing exterminating. Oh, that'd be fucking great. Or maybe I'm the only one who thinks that's funny.
Oh, the one angry Joe would think that was funny.
Like he was, you know, with the Hitler accent, exterminating, you know. Oh, man, we got to get somebody to do that shit. That would be great.
For sure.
You don't see it? It's not like the images of it.
I don't see anything good. I've smoked so much goddamn weed today. I'm just ready to go to bed at this point. Full disclosure, I'm tired and fucking burnt out. I smoked too much goddamn weed. But I'm going to keep taking calls. People got their hands up, but I'm going to mute you. If you don't talk within the first 3 seconds, you're gone. Okay, one more time. Area code 909. Hello? 909. Are you mine?
Oh, hey, yeah. You guys didn't answer my question. I want to know if mayonnaise is an instrument. You guys did not answer it.
No, I told you it is.
It is?
Yes, it is. Yeah.
Oh, okay, thanks. Goodbye. Happy 420. Bye.
Happy 420. Thanks. Wow, we settled that. Jeez, that took a while, didn't it? Let's go to, who's this here?
That was really corny. I mean, I would think this is 2011. People should be getting funnier, not cornier.
Yeah, for sure.
I think I was a pretty witty kid when I was their age, you know, back in the 70s.
Uh-huh. All right. We got this Nerzoid.
The shiny Nerzoid. Negro.
Nerzoid, what's up?
Yo, did y'all check me that he was all up in my Kool-Aid? Yeah, I was looking to break off a little something, but my gave me the 411 at escape. She's all about the blame. I married this 11-year-old girl for all the wrong reasons. Facts, you're so haggard, Bazelle. You should lie down in your heart and go, thank God, I finally get some time away from the evil monkey in my closet.
Is it over yet?
I hope. I'm freaking up.
Oh, man. All right, you people are giving me a headache. Come on.
Yeah, let me go put my teeth in. Take my dentures out. And go.
That's what's up. All right, hey, 000 block number, you're on. What's up? Are you fapping? Yeah, you're totally fapping. That's what's up. Or is that me? Or is that, wait, no, is that you, is that you? Who's fapping exactly? A lot of people are on the line right now.
I'm always fapping, baby.
Oh, shit. I just, get it over with, dude. Fucking shoot it already. Come on, dude. Jesus, these fucking idiots. Did he pass out?
Hey, Vince, you want to hear a secret?
Yeah, please.
This is such a fucking boring show tonight. Speaking of fapping, I think I'm the only man in America who has never climaxed with a woman.
Because you've never been with a woman. I'm Vince in the Bay, 347-826-7667, doing what I do.
Mac Treacy. I'm back, baby. Oh, boy, where you been? I'm back. Where you been? Wait a minute, boy.
I'm out the roof of an old school, trying to campaign, smoking champagne, doing a damn thing, and it's a damn shame how these smurfs hate. But these Gilligans been tripping since my first date. Well, here's another knob, dope as a hover ride, for you to bump while you side through the parking lot. After the club, pulling on the dub, hollering at Hutches, just trying to get dug out, drought on niggas like me, like M to the D from the ROMP, Bo Billy. Using gangster scare tactics, tennis shoe pimping in my Nike Air Maxes. Back on the street after 5 in the slammer. I'm looking saucy, somebody get a camera. Oh, you mad? I ain't mad at you. I thought you knew. I'm just doing what I do. I'm doing what I do.
This is what I do.
Bitch, don't get mad if I'm not fucking with you.
I'm not fucking with you.
Or fucking with you.
And damn, you ain't fucking with you.
I'm doing what I do.
This is what I do.
Bitch, don't get mad if I'm not fucking with you.
I ain't fucking with you.
Or fucking with you.
And damn, you ain't fucking with you.
She heard a 15 knock when I hit the block. Then I hopped out buttered and she had the jock. I'm a whole magnet heat, I'm gon' pack it. Though I'm gon' stack it, lick, I'm gon' jack it. On the scene, always smoking green in the pen. I had CO bringing me the damn thing. It's your nigga G, Mac Triggity. Back in the V, look at me, I'm living free. No parole, I can choke a hoe. Get mail, post bail, and they gon' let me go. I'm here to let you know, this is real as it gets. I'm making hunks and chunks, don't fuck with dribbles and jits. Big face, $100 bills got me straight face. Gunning for the steel, I'm running with the peel. Going for two, with the double lock cool. Doing what I do, I'm doing what I do.
This is what I do.
Bitch, don't get mad if I'm not fucking with you.
I ain't fucking with you.
Or fucking with you.
And damn, so I ain't fucking with you.
I'm doing what I do.
This is what I do.
Bitch, don't get mad if I'm not fucking with you.
I ain't fucking with you.
Or fucking with you.
And damn, so I ain't fucking with you.
turning blunts into duvels with decon, cause he keep D-bomb. And the crest side be the turf that we from. I'm a hustler, straight shift getter. And she gotta pay, but Dre to get with her. No dough ho, leave me alone. I'm in the drop with the Cali sun heating my dome. Feeling like a movie star when I slide. They know who the hell we are. When we ride, it's the country club crest side crew. Acting some fools, partner doing what the fuck we do. Gorilla gurping, stay out the way, boy. And bow down when you see Mac Dre, boy. I'm doing what I do.
I do.
Bitch, don't get mad if I'm not fucking with you.
I ain't fucking with you.
Or fucking with you.
Damn, sure ain't fucking with you.
I'm doing what I do.
This is what I
bitch,
do.
Bitch, don't get mad if I'm not fucking with you.
I ain't fucking with you.
Or fucking with you.
Damn, sure ain't fucking with you.
You're tuned to Disorderly Conduct with your host, Vince in the Bay. Call in now, biatches, 347-826-7667. And now, back to the show.
For the nigga who be talking loud and holding his dick, talking shit, he better lay low. For the bitch that said I got some shit up out of my dick, now she's sick, she better lay low. For the niggas who be claiming my hood and really ain't for my gang, lay low. I hope he don't be thinking I'm just talking and I won't do a thing. Really hope so.
Hey, it's Vince in the Bay. Back with Frank Deluxe and Kishu. And you, if you call us, 347-826-7667 is the number. 111, you're on the air. Yeah, it's you. Hi. Happy 420.
I'm Hitler, and what is this?
You're who?
I'm Hitler, and what is this?
You're Hitler. You must get teased in school, huh? It must be tough for a kid like that, name like that, huh?
Yeah, I got cancer from that shit, yo.
Sorry?
I'm just kind of tired, you know, man.
Yeah, I'm tired, too. Why don't you go to bed? 347-826-7667 is the number. We got about 20 minutes to go. Frank Deluxe, what else is going on, dude? What else is on your mind these days? You got to have some sort of opinion about. What do you think of this whole? I don't know. I listen to John Gibson in the morning sometimes. And that dude John Gibson. John Gibson. And he will not shut up about Donald Trump and the birthers. What is your take on Donald Trump?
I think Donald Trump, I mean, I read his book when I was younger. You know, I would say a bottom feeder. He's not really an elite, so he can get away with saying stupid shit, and they won't go ahead and kill him. He's a fucking wannabe. His family's a bunch of... Low achievers, you know. I don't know. Who cares what he fucking says? It's about what the truth is, and the truth is he, you know, Obama is a birther. I mean, is a I'm sorry, he is.
Obama is a birther too. Holy shit!
I'm sorry.
This goes deeper than I thought.
Fuck.
Oh my god!
Come on now.
He's like you. He's a self-hating Negro.
Yeah, but he's not really a Negro.
No.
He's only like what? 6.3% black, so.
No, get the fuck out of here. How do you figure he's 6%?
I said 6.3%, and that's a fact. His mother is,
Well, his mother's, his mother's full on white, but his dad's fucking straight up from, like, Kenya,
no,
dude.
No, his father's a proud Arabian. His father boasts about the majority Arab side of his family. He's Kenyan. He's black, but
are you fucking shitting me?
He comes from, yeah, his family has more Arabian blood in their blood than black. That's what a lot of Kenyans have. That's why Ethiopians, you can tell, they look a little bit different. They don't look like average Africans because they, during the, 1200s to 1400s, a lot of Arabs started invading Eastern Africa and, you know, started the real slave trade before whites started the slave trade. Their population mixed with us, blah, 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 blah. So Obama is majority, he's more Arab than black, so that's even more funny. So.
That's cool. I didn't know that. That's right on. Okay, we have somebody here, a Skype caller. It looks like Trekker21, you're on the air. Hello?
What?
Yeah, what's up, dude?
What?
Hey, what's up, bro?
I can hear them. Okay, coast is clear. Remember, we move at the count of the crow.
Holy shit. Are you serious?
Keep that intel. Be back with more later.
Holy motherfucking shit. It's on, kids. Oh, my God. Holy fucking moly. All right. Sorry about that, Frankie D. I'm sorry you had to hear that. You're going to have to just pretend like you didn't hear any of that, okay?
I didn't hear shit.
This is some other level shit that you don't even. It's so above your head. You don't know. You don't even know what you just witnessed. Just pretend like it just didn't happen, dude. Serious. It's better for everybody involved. It's better that way. Oh, brother. 347-826-7667. Friday says Friday 80 says, I'm going to shit my pants. Why? Oh. Well, it looks like we're getting close to closing up this taco stand. But there's still time to take calls. Got about 15 minutes to go. Want to join me? Please do so now. Duty balls. Congratulations. I good luck picking up those blocks. Michael Williams asks, "Are you on every night?" Yes, I'm on every night. I'm just gonna for a couple of minutes here. There's nobody calling in on the switchboard, so I'm just gonna. What am I gonna do here? I'm going to. Yes, Michael Williams. I'm on every night. I'll just take Q&A from the audience, maybe. The chat room. Any questions from the chatters for myself or for who do I have with me still? I still have Kishu and Frank Deluxe here with me. If you want to join us,
Did you unmute me?
Yeah, you're unmuted.
Have I been talking this whole time and you've been able to hear it?
No, because you were muted.
See? God.
What were you saying?
Dick Burns Presents is going to do a show right after your show. So everybody go check it out.
Sick.
Fucking Dick Burns Presents in the hizzy. Blog Talk Radio/Dick Burns Presents.
That's my shit. I'm down. Cool.
Yeah.
Yeah, put the link in the chat. I'll be there for sure. No problem.
I'm IP banned, dude. You got to do it.
Oh, okay. I'll find it and I'll post it in there. But just Dick is in the chat. He can do it himself. What the fuck?
I think he's fapping.
He's fapping.
Some gay porn.
Come on,
right now.
He's a talented guy. He could fap and paste in there.
Oh no, I forgot. He's getting Red Wings tonight.
What?
Nothing.
Well, that's cool. That's good. That's good news. Dick Burns after this program. Go over there, kids. He will pleasure all
I'm
of
gonna
you.
I'm going to get beat up.
There it is. He got it in there. Good times. Right on, Dick. Thanks, bro. Oh, boy. What else is going on? Oh, I got a area code. I got a couple callers here. Area code 562. You're on the air.
Hey, what's up, Vince?
Hey, nothing much, bro. What's on your mind?
Nothing. Just who's the bitch you're talking to?
The
oh,
that, bitch? Nigga, please.
Yeah.
No, he's not
I'm
talking about
your
you,
shit
Kishu.
Out.
Kishu, he's not talking about you. He's talking about Frank. That's Frank. Frank Deluxe. He's my bitch.
Really? Does Frank know how to work the kitchen?
Yes, he does.
Oh, this is different then. What does he cook?
Well, he's right here. Talk to him. Frank, tell him what you cook.
I cook up a
you
mean
cook
palacio.
Shut up so he can tell you what he cooks, asshole.
Yeah, tell me what you cook.
I just told you a mean palacio.
Where are you cooking?
A fellatio.
What is that?
Well, when you pass the age of 13, you'll find out.
I'm
347-826-7667 is the number. It's Vince in the Bay with Kishu, Frank Deluxe, and you. If you want to join us, we got about 12 minutes to go, and then we're gonna go head over to Dick Burns' show. So check that out. Area code 111, you're on the air. Hello, 111. All right, Alex Jones, I'm right. 909, you're back. What's up?
Hey, it's your favorite 12-year-old again. I just want to know, who's the black guy you're talking to? Because he seems really nice, and I was wondering if you could cook me some fried chicken. Because he knows I'm good at it.
I own a large van, and I have binoculars, and I stand outside of school zones. And if the cops catch me, I'm going back to jail. Listen, I have a little story I want.
Good enough,
oh,
I guess.
If I could have kept that up, that would be fucking awesome.
I like
it's 12 o'clock. Shouldn't you guys be asleep by now?
No, it's more than that. It's probably God knows where she's calling from. Where are you calling from, honey?
Fucking no, Julie.
She's still there. She's 909. You're there. What's up? Where are you calling from? Where's 909? I don't even know. That sounds familiar. Is that New York? Shit, I don't even know. Somebody tell me 909 area code. I'm not even gonna fucking look it up. I'm too tired.
909 is in. Who gives a shit?
Oh, God. Here we go. Another blocked number, 000. You're on the air.
Oh!
I wonder who it is.
Hello.
Hey, who's that?
It's a fucking mystery.
I'm just calling because I'm listening to this show. I'm not really pleased with some of the callers. Some of them dropping the N-word, which I find quite offensive.
It's offensive. I appreciate the concern. I too find it very offensive, and I gotta give a shout out to my my guest. You've been my co-host tonight, Frank Deluxe. He is a Negro, and he's been on my show tonight, and he's been a really good sport. He's put up with a lot of garbage that people throw around. I am not flattered by the use of the N-word, but I'm not going to. I'm not going to restrict someone's right to use the word, because if you restrict that, if you put some sort of emphasis on that on one word above all others, then it's stupid, is what it is, really. And I apologize if you were offended. The views and the opinions expressed on this program are not reflective of myself or Blog Talk Radio. And if you don't like that, you can shove it up your ass. I got another call here from 909 again. What's up?
Okay, I was still on the air. Would you ask? You asked something.
What?
Oh, I wanted to ask. Shit, what did I want to ask? Yeah. Don't you have homework or something to do? What the hell are you doing up so late?
Oh, well, I don't know. I'm just sitting here listening to black people talk and you. Pretty boring.
Yeah, it is, isn't it? Well, it's too bad there's not anything better on. Isn't there, like, Pokemon to launch or something?
No,
Pokemon,
I don't like any thugs.
Pokemon was my generation. These kids, they probably watch. What do you guys watch anyway these days?
SpongeBob. I love SpongeBob. It's the best show ever.
Go watch some SpongeBob.
Yeah, I love SpongeBob.
Go watch some SpongeBob. Go watch some fucking SpongeBob.
There's
then.
No SpongeBob on right now. But if there would, I would totally watch it because I love SpongeBob.
Are you bored? If I'm not mistaken, there's a thing called the internet where you can watch whatever you want.
Sorry, my bad. I get the worst people off the street for my studio audience. They're a bunch of drunk, perverted bastards. Jesus Christ. I'm sorry you guys had to witness that. Anyway, Vince in the Bay, getting close to wrapping things up here. Thank God. Want to get in on this before we go? You know the number. It's on the screen. But if not, I'm going to tell it to you one more time. 347-826-7667. 111, you're on the air.
Hello, can you hear me?
Yeah, I can. Hey, who's this?
It's a nigger.
I didn't hear
nigger.
That. One more time.
Nigger.
Negro. Nigger. Awesome. Analysis de forma de vida completado. La especie es destructiva y invasora, nociva, peligrosa para la integridad del todo. El hombre.
Sorry, you were saying something? What?
You ruined the good one, Niggerosaurus. That was.
Niggasaurus? Did he say Niggasaurus?
She said Niggerosaurus.
Oh, shit. I missed that. My bad. Fuck, my bad. I'm tired of it, dude. I've heard enough of the nigger. I'm done. I'm done with it. I'm finished. If I can get through the next 5 minutes, I'll be fine. You can call in tomorrow night. Say it a million times tomorrow night. I'll be good. It's just I've been beat down by 420 today celebrating it. I just wore me out before I even got on the air. So no disrespect to all the trolls. You guys are trying a hard night. You're bringing it. You know, I don't know how you do it. I really don't. I don't know. Even the people that fail, it doesn't matter. You put forth the effort. You went on the battlefield. You tried to piss us off. And you know what? Some of you got close. A couple of people got close. I think at one point during the show, I thought about being upset, and then I checked myself. Checked myself before I wrecked myself. Whatever. It is what it is. I'm Vince in the Bay. I got 5 minutes to go. I'm going to close things out here in a couple of minutes, but before I do, there's a couple of callers left on the air. So what I'm going to do is a little radio graffiti.
You mad, bro?
Oh, I'm pissed, bro. I'm fucking pissed. I'm raging.
I love you, baby boy.
I'm raging. Oh, I'm raging for you, honey.
You're always raging for me.
Oh, yeah. Oh, quick, before we go, we're going to do radio graffiti. So if anybody wants to get in on this, call in now, right now. Trolls, calling all trolls that are left ready to and haven't called in or want to call in one more time, I'm going to do radio graffiti. This is where I'm just going to play some music for a couple of minutes and slowly open all the mics, and then you guys can just go nuts and get it all out.
Preferably trolls with a nutsack.
And too bad Ken Moore didn't stick around. Ken Moore, shouts to Ken Moore. He was holding it down here with me earlier before Frankie D showed up. He's really good at starting this off. But we'll start off with Frank Deluxe here in a minute. Let me cue up this music before we begin. And I'm going to go with something here. Oh, what do we got? I got so much garbage on my freaking switchboard. I can't. All right, here it is. Got it. Ready to go. Okay. So Frankie D, you start this off. It's called Radio Graffiti. It's going to be 2 minutes of just sheer madness. Call in now, 347-826-7667. Start it off, Frankie. Just start talking shit about Barack Obama. How much do you hate Barack Obama?
Well, I hate him so much I want to take the cock of his out of my mouth. And you know how much I love cock being in my mouth.
I know. You like the peen. The peen.
Oh, God. You know how much I hate Obama? I hate Obama so much. No, I can't do it. I've already explained how much I hate Obama.
Well, just say something. Okay, who do you hate? Well, who do you hate today? Tell me. Just start talking shit. Kishu, start saying crap.
You know, I hate. I'm sorry, because I know all of this is gonna.
000. You're on the air.
Hey, how are you doing?
Hey.
I think I will.
Go for it. But, just start talking, bro. It's the floor is yours. The show is yours. I'm going to take a little break. Track 421, you're unmuted.
Hey.
Area code 111, you are unmuted. Area code 573, you are unmuted. Area code 226, you're unmuted. 111, you're unmuted. It's like, two more 111.
There's a bullshit.
You're unmuted. And then all 111s, anybody that's got a block number, you're unmuted. 909, you're unmuted.
SpongeBob!
You're unmuted.
SpongeBob!
Do it. Go for it, kid.
You guys want SpongeBob? I love SpongeBob.
SpongeBob is one third of a nigger.
Cool. Kishu, really quick, tell us, Dick Burns Presents coming up next. Tell us in like 20 seconds what's going on over there.
Dick Burns Presents, blogtalkradio.com/Dick Burns Presents. Get over there and it'll be a win surprise, I promise you. It's definitely winning. And check it out, guys.
That's what's up. I love you, Kishu. Thank you for coming through. Thank you, everybody else, for contributing tonight. It was a lot of fun. Thank you, Frankie D. You're my man. Really appreciate you holding it down with me here tonight, bro. Is there anything you want to share before we get out of here, Frankie D? Any parting thoughts?
No, nigger, 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 nigger.
What's up? There it is, Frankie D. Calling it like he sees it. I appreciate the love, everybody. Make sure you go check out Dick Burns Presents. He's coming on in a couple of seconds. I appreciate your loving me tonight. I will love you again tomorrow night. Same time, same channel. Peace out, yo.